This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish, and now we're going to introduce you to a pair of rising stars in the world of jazz. They riff like a pair of old friends, but they only met a couple of years ago.
Our first meeting was in the 21st century through Skype.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So we didn't actually formally meet until several months later.
So my imagination that you met in a smoky jazz club somewhere, I'm making it a little too romantic. It was Skype.
It was Skype.
I didn't know what time it was then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was.
Cecile McLaurin-Salvant and Aaron Deal have both racked up major industry awards, but they traveled radically different paths to get there. Deal, a pianist, was performing church hymns at Mass from age 8. He went on to Juilliard. McLaurin-Salvant studied Baroque music in France before a professor there convinced her to try singing jazz.
To be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone.
Aaron Deal plays piano on the new album by Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. It's called Woman Child. At the ripe old age of 23, she plucks tunes from the early days of jazz, a long way away from her own teenage tastes.
I was in a group of friends. We used to listen to a lot of grunge, so that was a little odd, too, because it was kind of 10 years old already. We would go to Soundgarden concerts and things like that.
Funny enough, I didn't really listen to a lot of jazz until my teenage years. I loved classical music from when I started playing, which was about 6 or 7 years old. So I was sort of kind of that weird nerdy kid who loved to listen to Bach and Brahms and, you know, Vivaldi. Yeah, no grunge music for me.
Wow. So do you think about that now as you are producing music yourself? Are you conscious at all of trying to do music that those kids might want to listen to, you know, to draw people in?
It's funny, I was talking to Aaron about this the other day. I actually try to routinely go back to my 15-year-old self, and I try to make music that will also draw that type of person in, all the while still being very authentic and trying to be excellent at it.
Yeah, I like how Cecile used the word authentic, because for me, I want to create an insatiable appetite for jazz, and where the music can be accessible to a wider audience, but the music should always have a high level of quality and authenticity. I really like that word, authentic.
When life seems full of clouds and rain, and I am filled with naught but pain, who soothes my bumping brain? Nobody. When winter comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who says, here's 25 cents, go on, get something to eat? Nobody.
It seems like on this album you're not afraid to kind of go back and reach for works that people may look at now as controversial. In particular, a song like You Bring Out the Savage in Me.
My blood boils with the tropic heat, and the rhythm of my heart has a tom-tom beat.
Well, I heard that song because I was listening to Valida Snow, who was this great singer, band leader, trumpet player. She was an amazing woman who was most successful in the 1930s. And she sang a bunch of novelty songs. She sang songs like I Can't Dance, I've Got Ants in My Pants, and You Bring Out the Savage in Me, which when I first heard it, I couldn't help but laugh because I thought, goodness, how racist to be, you know, to be a black woman singing, you know, You Bring Out the Savage in Me, You Can Be My Ape Man.
Just like Tarzan, be my ape man. man. I'm getting so ferocious and I can't escape, man.
And I just immediately wanted to sing it because it was so completely absurd and outrageous, and I wanted to be able to laugh about it too, you know.
My blood boils with the tropic heat, and the rhythm of my heart has a tom-tom beat. You bring out the savage in me. Primitive love cries move my ears with the pressure of 100 million years.
Playing a song like You Bring Out the Savage in Me, you guys are both kind of reaching back into a sensitive time for Black America. And you're both young, you're both Black. What is it like for you to try and reclaim these works?
Well, I feel that it's important to capture as much of the language of jazz as possible in order to create my own unique identity. And so even more so than the social connotations associated with certain pieces or certain periods, I think about the music as a language and how I can study and use the evolution of the language to my benefit and then distill that in an emotional way that reaches the listener.
For either of you, does it put you in the heads of these artists who are doing the same work you're doing, but just under such different circumstances?
You know, when you read about some of these musicians' lives and the context in which they were playing and learning and studying the music, it's pretty amazing and it's pretty sobering, you know, and humbling. You know, just reading about someone like Bessie Smith or, I don't know, Charlie Parker.
Bud Powell.
Yeah. Just hearing the amount of stress and difficulty in which they were playing inspires me to work even more.
And what they sacrificed in their lives. I mean, I feel like it makes the responsibility even greater for me to be a steward of the tradition of jazz.
Exactly.
Just like a beggar, what can I do? Hungry for kisses and starving for you. Press your lips to my lips. Oh, have pity on me.
Pianist Aaron Deal and singer Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. Deal's latest album is called The Bespoke Man's Narrative, and this song, Baby Have Pity on Me, can be found on the debut album by Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. It's called Woman Child.
Press me, caress me. Oh, have pity on me.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.